Should we be avoiding the celebrations of Christmas because of the origins in Avodah Zarah? Let's take a look at it from a Jewish perspective again for a moment. First, we should establish the real reason that Jews shun Christmas. It's not because of its Roman pagan origins or the history of the winter solstice. Jewish people, for the most part, do not celebrate Christmas today because it is a Christian holiday. And to them, particularly those who are Orthodox, it is Avodah Zarah to celebrate a festival from another religion. We also need to be sensitive to the fact that Christmas was also a time in years past where the Jewish community was brutally persecuted and harassed. Nevertheless, we can extract some principles from the rabbinic approach which is derived from the Torah. In the mind of the sages of Israel, for a festival to be permissible, it needs to no longer carry its association of idolatry, and also there needs to be a logical explanation for the practices. Interestingly enough, there are actually a few rabbis that declare that the Christmas tree is no longer associated with idolatry. That is to say, they believe it no longer has a Christian association. In his book, Halakhically Speaking, Rabbi Leibowitz ponders the question of whether or not a Jew may sell Christmas lights and trees to non-Jews. While in his response, he does not feel that Jews should sell trees and lights to non-Jews, except under dire circumstances, he does add the following. Originally, Xmas trees used to come from a place where Avodah Zarah was worshipped. Now it is nothing but a remembrance. He, of course, uses the term Xmas because he feels that Jews should not be speaking of the holiday or saying the name Christ. But we do see that he feels that the Christmas practices are no longer associated with Avodah Zarah, but only serve as a reminder of the past. Rabbi Michael Shlomo Baran deals a lot with non-Jews who seek to follow the Torah without converting to Judaism, and thus answers a lot of tough questions about how to deal with family members who are not on the same page. In his book, Guide for the Noahide, he answers the question of what to do if a spouse wants to bring a Christmas tree into the house to celebrate Christmas. He replies, "After discussing with a former Baptist minister, it seems clear that the traditions surrounding the Xmas tree are not rites of idol worship. Neither is it an Asherah tree, a rabbinic prohibition to Noahides. Rather, the tree is a pagan custom that Christians adopted, becoming associated with their holiday. Accordingly, although a God-fearing Noahide should ordinarily flee from such customs, this is an area where a Noahide can be lenient on his loved ones if they are finding the move to Noahide observance too drastic and difficult." Rabbi Baron is insistent that the Christmas tree, and we might assume the rest of Christmas, is not idolatrous or connected with idol worship anymore. Obviously, he, as an Orthodox rabbi, would still discourage any celebration of it due to its Christian origins, but nevertheless, he does downplay its part in Avodah Zarah. On a side note, many of the critics of the Christian Christmas connect the Christmas tree with a passage that speaks of idolatrous trees in Jeremiah 10. Beginning in verse 3, we read, "For the customs of the people are delusion, because it is wood cut from the forest, the work of the hands of a craftsman with a cutting tool. They decorate it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, so that it will not totter. Like a scarecrow in a cucumber field are they, and they cannot speak. They must be carried, because they cannot walk. Do not fear them, for they do no harm, nor can they do any good." While at first glance we might be tempted to connect this with the Christmas tree, upon closer examination this passage is about cutting down a tree and then carving it into an idol. It's not about cutting down a tree and putting it whole, foliage and all, into one's house. Biblical scholars are unanimous that this refers to making an idol, cutting down a tree, carving it, overlaying it with silver and gold, decorating it, and securing it so it would not fall over. These were all common practices of the day. Idols were sometimes even clothed in fine garments as well. While it does appear that the Christmas tree almost certainly was derived from some superstitious winter custom from pagan religions, we must be careful not to retrofit this back into biblical texts that do not fit the context. Even leaving aside the rabbinic quotes, it is obvious today that Christians who celebrate Christmas and put up trees are not doing so to honor Mithra or any other pagan god for that matter. They are not participating in Saturnalia. They are sincere in trying to honor the birth of Messiah. The pagan associations and origins for all practical purposes have all but vanished and been forgotten. It is a season where Christians focus on reaching out to those in need, and many are reacquainted with a Savior they have left in years past. Others feel that even though the pagan associations are forgotten, the festival still has negative associations within the Jewish community, and because of the solstice's associations with the birth of the pagan gods and demigods, it makes them uncomfortable with its celebration. Additionally, some might feel that if we dissolve the associations Christmas has with paganism today, one would be hard-pressed to logically explain why some of the customs are practiced on this day. These are murky waters that everyone will have to prayerfully consider and decide for themselves. I would like to offer a few tips as a former paganoia person myself. First, whatever side we take, we must be sure that this does not negatively affect our family relationships. Even if we decide to drop the celebration of Christmas from our calendars, we must be sensitive to family members that haven't. As even Rabbi Bar-Ron pointed out above, because this is not an issue of outright avodah zarah, we might need to make some compromises for the sake of shalom in the home and the extended family. Additionally, if you have decided to give up Christmas, don't get all ruffled if someone wishes you a Merry Christmas or offers you some red and green M&Ms. After all, no matter what color they are, they're kosher. And please, above all else, don't demonize and judge those who have come to different conclusions than you. For those that decide to continue to celebrate Christmas, firstly, don't feel the need to stereotype those that don't celebrate Christmas as legalistic and backwards. In the body of Messiah, we need to make room for diversity of opinion, just as they do in the Jewish community. Second, if you feel so convicted, perhaps challenge yourself to begin to eliminate some of the practices that have crept into the celebration of Messiah's birth from paganism.